now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, obviously coming off a big Series 1 victory, the 4-0 sweep over the Prince George Spruce Kings. Just walk me through what you saw from your group and what you hope to continue here into Round 2.
Yeah, overall, I liked what our group did that entire first round. I thought we were focused on all the right things. Now it's one of those things is we got a little bit of an extended layoff here where we got to make sure that our habits and what we're kind of preaching and what we're doing stays the same here. Nice part about playing Vernon is it's a fairly similar opponent to PG, so we should be ready for these guys and what they're going to do, the style of play that they're going to play. So, no, I'm excited for it. I mean, it sounds like the town's excited for it, too, from what I'm hearing anyway. It sounds like it's going to be a full rink. So our guys should be excited to get going here again and get back into the fire and get back into game action.
A huge positive for your group in round number one was the specialty teams, obviously second in both power play and penalty kill throughout round one. What do you hope to continue from that, and what did you guys work on over this last week regarding to that?
Yeah, we got a couple guys that are out that usually play on those, so it's going to be a little bit different. But, yeah, I mean, it's always one of those specialty teams, it's always hard to kind of figure out what's clicking. And it's not like we changed a ton going into the playoffs. We worked on it. We worked on some rotations, but it wasn't anything different than what we kind of did all year. Maybe just a little bit more focus on it, maybe a little bit more aggressiveness to be shooters and take kind of control of the power play. So it was good to see it do well. And it's going to have to be good again here in this round as we've struggled a little bit throughout the years with Vernon's PK. So we're going to have to figure out how to attack it and kind of break through against it, because as we saw in the last series, it's such a big part of playoff games and games in general these days is the specialty team. So both need to continue to be good.
And speaking of lineup adjustments, just a couple here, obviously going 11-7 once again here, forwards and defensemen. What do you hope the first game from Liam Gafer, what do you hope to see from him out there, and maybe for his second action, Ryan Buckley, is a playoff game here?
Yeah, we just need some energy from those guys. I think they're guys that especially Gafe hasn't played in a long time. Obviously he got some playoff action in North Oak and then got hurt again. So with Stav being sick and then Lambie being suspended, it's kind of your next guy up is what it is, right? So that's the beauty of playoffs is different guys have to step up at different times. We're not the only team that's going to go through this as we go on here. So we got confidence in all our guys to step into situations. It's why we practice so hard on a daily basis and a weekly basis to make sure that guys, maybe if they're not in, are ready as soon as they come back in. So I expect those guys both to be good here tonight.
And taking a look at the other side, obviously Vernon, a strong opponent. They won in 6 games over West Kelowna in round number 1. You guys squared off with them 7 times in the regular season. So what did you learn about that group, and then how do you oppose that here tonight and for the series?
Yeah, it's a group that's playing some pretty good hockey here in the second half. They're just a group that's going to make things difficult on you, and it's kind of what I talked about earlier is they think PG was the exact same way. So a lot of stuff that we did against PG I think we can take into this series. Their back end's kind of built the same as what PG's is, with some bigger guys that are going to make time and space and scoring areas tough on us. So we got to find different ways to get around that and find ourselves in those scoring areas so we can score goals. But like I said, we're ready for this because this is what we did for the first 4 games of the playoffs, and we don't expect anything different here.
And quickly, last question, you touched about it, the excitement that's building in the community. We're expecting a sold-out here crowd tonight. So what can you say about the support that you guys have had this season and going into the playoffs here?
Yeah, it's great. I think I was around when the Silverbacks were first in Salmon Arm, and the fan support and the community sort, it was always one of those things you want to go to on the weekends because it was going to be exciting. You're going to be able to be proud of what the players put forth for the community. And I think that's kind of what we've got back to here in Salmon Arm. These guys have done a great job on the ice, but also in the community, being role models in that degree. And it kind of just brings everybody out and want to come watch the games and create an environment like we're going to get here tonight, which is always good for the players, good for the community. And like I said, that's why we wanted home ice so bad, is because we knew that the guys and the fans were coming out like they are here. So it's going to be exciting for the staff. It's going to be exciting for our players and the community. We look forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Vernon Vipers, Jason McKee. Jason, obviously coming off a big round one victory over the West Kelowna Warriors. You guys won the final three games to take them down at six. What are your overall takeaways from round one, and what do you hope to bring in here to round two?
Well, I thought we played better as the series went on. You know, both teams played hard, and we might have just kind of outlasted them. I think we just, you know, it was a very physical, hard-fought series. So we're happy to move on. We beat a good opponent, and we know we have a good one coming up here.
And you talked about briefly there the physical side that you guys saw in round one, maybe expecting the same thing here in round two. So how do you guys use that here to your advantage and take it forward into round two?
Yeah, I think it's part of our game. We have to use physicality. I think we've used it all year, and we got to continue with that. And we done a good job of, you know, playing between the rules and in between the whistles. I think is a huge part of discipline at this time of year. And but at the same time, there's hitting in hockey, so you gotta hit, and you gotta be competitive, and you gotta win your races and be hard on sticks and try to wear guys down. And you know, I think we have to do those things in order for our team to have success.
And I mentioned you guys won the final three games of that series. A big part of that, Ethan David, he had two shutouts over that span, looked remarkable over the four games played. So what did you see from him out there that helped him elevate to the next level, and how does he care to do that here into round two?
Well, I think our team checked better in front of him. I think that was a big part of it. And then when we needed a save, we got one. And, you know, I think there was a pivotal one there in game three where he made a big one for us, and it just kind of gave our group a boost of confidence. And from there, he just kind of took off in the series as well. And, you know, like I said, I thought we checked better as the series went on and gave up less. So it's a combination of both.
And in our last meeting during the regular season, I talked to you briefly about Lee Parks, but he continues his success here in round one. He put up 9 points for your group, led the team. So what is it about his play that continues to elevate him to that next level?
Well, he's a big kid, and he skates, you know, he plays hard, and I think he's able to score from different areas. He can score off the rush, he can score in front, you know, he can make plays, and he's able to do things at higher speed. So, you know, that line's been good for us with Cleaves and Milburn. Those three, you know, tend to find each other, and, you know, he's just kind of picked up where the regular season left off.
And last question for you, taking a look at the opponent here tonight and for the series, pardon me, Sam and Arm, of course, are coming off the playoff win over the Prince George Bruce Kings. You've met them 7 times in the regular season, so what do you know about their group, and what does your team need to do to slow them down and get a big win here tonight?
They got a good group of forwards. I think up front they're deep. They can all skate, and the same thing on the back. They're really mobile on the back, and then obviously Tovel when he's on is very good. So you know, I think they're a well constructed team. They're deep, and it doesn't shock to see them here in the second round.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Silverbacks forward Ethan Orrick. Ethan, obviously a great first round for the team and yourself individually, so let's just walk over. 5 points in round one. You guys get a sweep over the Prince George Bruce Kings, pardon me. Just walk me through what you saw out there individually and as your group as well.
Well, yeah, you know, for me, my team was for, you know, creating space for me, finding me, giving me lanes to shoot. It helps me, you know, produce for the team. You know, it all comes from a team group effort. Making great passes, you know, I give guys a couple of passes, they make some plays, so I get some points out of it, but, you know, it's not just me, it's all 20 guys going, and as a group, like, we've been physical. I think that's what's been propelling us to these wins. You know, 4-0 against PG, and they're a pretty big team, but, you know, we played bigger than them, and that really showed. But other than that, we've just been playing really tight, really structured. You know, I don't see us losing anytime soon.
And in terms of that physicality, obviously you mentioned you're going to expect that from Prince George. Assumingly so, you'll see that against Vernon here in the series as well. So how does your group stay galvanized in terms of getting the physicality going and having that edge in that category?
Yeah, I think we all noticed what the physicality brought to last series, and we know that Vernon's got some big D, but we're not backing down. You know, we got to keep the energy going, and on the bench, got to be yelling for the boys. It hits me and everything. And it might not look like a lot, but they add up over time, and the guys get tired, and that's going to be the difference in this series, I think.
And we talked before the playoffs during our podcast about the playoff run and how exciting this building can become. So your second chance here to do it, obviously had a run last year here with the Silverbacks. But what can you say about the support that this team has received so far, and obviously another big crowd expected here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's been unreal. You know, I've been following along with the ticket sales, and you know, they've just been killing it. You know, I've been following along with Section L too. Looks like they got some things in store for us, and they're just awesome. You know, they really, really make or break our home ice advantage. You know, with Section L, it's tough for any team to come in here and play with them. You know, they're so rowdy and so loud. It takes all the energy out of the other team and gives it all to us. So They're really important to this push, and I'm looking forward to see what they got this year.
And last question for you, just taking a look at the other side, I briefly mentioned the physicality that you'll see from Vernon, but in terms of the other categories of players you need to slow down on their side, how do you get to the players like Lee Parks and Regan Milburn and those sorts, and also get to the goaltender Ethan David, who had a very successful round one?
Yeah, we just got to keep playing our game. It really doesn't matter who's on the ice. We do the same thing no matter who it is. But we got to hit, like I said. Those skill guys don't like taking that physicality. So as much as we hit them, they don't want the puck as much. That'll slow them down for sure. And then with David, he likes to get involved in the scrums. He's a pretty trippy goaltender. Doesn't really like to focus on the game too much. So if we can get in his head, I think we got some easy goals.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Tony.